That 9,500 homes and businesses in Northanshire to get faster broadband. Earlsbarton, Weedon, Rockingham and Broughton will get upgrades as part of a rollout of BT's next generation broadband. It's not fibre optic broadband, that's super fast stuff. It's delivered over copper lines. Let's talk to Trevor Higgins from BT. So what's happening then, Trevor? This isn't the super fast broadband, it's just a bit better than what people have already got, is it?
Hi there. Yes, it's certainly a bit better. It's actually a doubling of the speeds, and you're right. It's not fibre-based broadband, but it's giving the customers a choice of different levels of broadband service that they can take. So, as I say, this is a doubling of speeds up to 20 megabits from the previous higher speeds that we offered.
So, what are you actually doing in those areas then?
We're putting new kit in the exchanges as part of the 21st century network that we're installing around the country. So the good news is that there's no disruption. You know, we're not going to come out and dig up Northamptonshire County Council roads or anything like that. So there's no fear there. So it's really, it's an upgrade that we're doing as part of our national rollout. You know, spending money trying to improve broadband services across the country as well as in Northamptonshire.
And will people automatically get faster broadband as a result of this work, or will they have to change what tariff they're on or whatever?
No, they don't have to change at all. It's once an exchange has been announced with it, so the four exchanges you just mentioned, once they get this next generation broadband service, then some service providers automatically upgrade their customers to the announced broadband service. So I would encourage people to contact their own chosen service provider for more information about products and services that service provider offers.
So when will the work be done then? When will it be available for customers?
Well, it's starting, as we say, now. So by spring next year, we'll be well on with that work.
Okay. Also here is Ian A. Church, project manager for broadband at Northants County Council. This is good news for Northamptonshire, is it, Ian?
It's definitely good news. Yeah, the more that can be done to increase speeds, the speeds the better. So definitely positive news.
Is this an area that suffers at the moment? The places I mentioned, Weedon, Rockingham, Earlsbarton and Broughton, do they suffer from very slow speeds at the moment?
Well, I think it's mixed speeds because they're served by copper, so some people have faster speeds than others. But the improvements which have been announced and Trevor's mentioned will mean that everybody gets an uplift, which is obviously kind of positive, and it should improve reliability as well, which is also important.
It is good news. There's a pledge, though, isn't there, for most people in Northamptonshire to have access to super fast broadband by 2017. This is faster than what we're talking about here. How are we with that project?
Yeah, we're still on track with that project. Where we are at the moment, we're finalising the documentation so that and approvals from government so that we can go out very shortly to the market to find a supplier to invest in. As you say, genuine next generation access superfast broadband, which is speeds of 30 megabytes per second or greater. So that work's still on track to go out to the market next month.
And BT are upgrading the network of copper lines and exchanges, as we heard, across the country. But what will you do with the rollout of superfast broadband in Northamptonshire? Will you target the areas that particularly suffer from slow speeds?
That's a priority, obviously. What we've said is we want our targets 100% of the county should be covered by the superfast broadband by 2017. So we don't want any areas to miss out. In terms of how the rollout goes forward, that's something we want to discuss with the supplier to make sure we get the best value for money.
And what exactly is involved in this process of making sure everyone's got superfast broadband? You mentioned you're looking for a supplier. Who could that be?
Well, it's two really. It's Fujitsu or BT. Those are two suppliers on the framework. We need to have run through a process, a procurement process with those suppliers to find out who's got the best deal for Northamptonshire.
And when we hear that this superfast broadband is supplied by fibre optic cables, that they literally are cables, are they? So it will involve digging up the streets of the county and laying this underneath?
Yeah, well, Trevor might be able to provide more details, but it's already happening in some of the urban areas, such as, for example, Kettering. Daventry has already been upgraded, Corby. So it's already happening in parts of the county. What we're focusing on are the more rural parts, which wouldn't be covered otherwise.
And so, Trevor, this that's happening in those areas that I mentioned, the upgrading of the exchanges and the copper wire, is that kind of an in-the-middle, a halfway house between what they've currently got and super-fast broadband for the future?
I think it's an alternative, but what we just meant talking talking about there was, you know, you were talking about the infrastructure build and how much disruption that would cause. Well, the fibre we're putting in the ground, actually, you don't have, you know, you're not digging up all the roads necessarily. You know, you're looking to push fibre out into the network, so into the green cabinets that you see at the end of the roads. We simply put another cabinet alongside those, and the only disruption is a link between the two. So you know, hopefully you're not going to see a great deal of disruption as a result of rolling fibre out into the network.
Mm. And Ian H. Church, 2017 isn't really that far away, is it? Are you confident that 100% of people in Northamptonshire will have super fast broadband by that year?
That's our target, and we're going to undertake all endeavours to hit that target. So, yes, at the moment we are confident.
OK, Ian A. Church from Northamptonshire County Council, Trevor Higgins from BT, some work going on to double the speed of broadband in Earlsbarton, Weedon, Rockingham and Broughton, and as you heard, super-fast broadband for the whole of Northamptonshire by 2017.
Northants Travel. Every 15 minutes. BBC.